Next question is Barbara Schwartz. As a consultation request by Dr. Yuskovich, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, data consultation 5/25/22. Please send a copy to Dr. Yuskovich. History patient is a 75-year-old, recently completing of palpitation and shown sub-breath period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient's completing a shown sub-breath dizziness period. Patient is referred to me for erective physiological studies and ready for consideration for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, atrial fibrillation, chronic lymphatic leukemia, diabetes, mellitus. Current medication, Pepcid, 40 milligram daily, singular, Trazodone, Lexapro, Amaryl, 1 milligram daily, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Wellbutrin, amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily. Multivitamins, period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, now history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system, in general, denial, recent weight gain, weight loss, nutrition, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Patient has no prior history of coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, or atrial fibrillation, pulmonary now history of pneumonia, COPD, hematological patient has chronic lymphatic leukemia, extremity patient has history of arthritis on examination, blood pressure, 106 over 86 pulses, 100 to 110, respiration 16, weight is 158 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs, clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 hour 6, systole murmur, head of the western border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen, soft, normal active, bald sound, estimated no edema. Clinic impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, which is persistent. Number 2, chronic lymphatic leukemia. Number 3, diabetes, mellitus. Recommendation, discuss with the patient regarding medical treatment versus ablation for atrial fibrillation. Patient like to undergo ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80% and sometimes need more than one procedure, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Yuskovich.